your lovable local, True of the Week, Ross FM 94.6.
Amazing when you stand behind the mic, you forget everything you were going to say. Well, anyways, no, look, I'm just going to speak very briefly. I was the Rosa Tralee and Roscommon's biggest skeptic before we got joined into it. And it's a theme you're going to hear an awful lot tonight, is the theme of family. It is literally a massive, massive family. I've been to the four corners of the country, and I've had someone speak to me of it. I mean, I was in, as near as, say, a local bank in Roscommon, and I was speaking to the mortgage advisor. So, oh yeah, you were in the Rose Roscommon thing this year. I was like, oh, yeah. Any chance you could add an extra knock to that? No, that's not but, yeah, no, that didn't work, by the way. but it was such a fantastic experience, and it changed my entire opinion of it. It was fantastic to be a part of, and it was definitely one of the highlights of my 2017, that's for sure. That's all I have to say. Thanks very much, and best of luck to everyone.
Hi everyone. To the Roses, escorts, committee members, sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be here this evening to launch our search for the 2018 Roscommon Rose of Tralee. I can't quite believe that it's over a year ago since I sat in this very room listening to Aisling McNeil speak about her year as the Roscommon Rose. Little did I know, 12 months later, I'd be here wondering how on earth I was going to put this experience into words. The truth is, there are no words I could use to describe the year that would do it justice. I've enjoyed every minute of my time as the 2017 Roscommon Rose, but I know all good things must come to an end. I've been so honoured to represent my county locally and internationally. Never in a million years did I think I'd have all the opportunities I've had the last year, or that I would gain so much from deciding to finally go for it and send in that application form. Throughout the year, I've had the chance to travel to different parts of the county for various events and meet people from all over Roscommon. This instilled in me an even greater love and sense of pride in our wonderful county. As I travelled to Tralee last August, I felt like I was living out a childhood dream. The festival gave me memories and wonderful friends from across the Irish diaspora, and I now have a place to stay in 63 regions around the world. From taking part in the Roscommon Rose selection last April, and from taking part in the Rose of Tralee in August, I have gained something much more personal too. I'm developing my confidence in situations such as this one, and I've learned to believe in myself more. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone when I stood on that stage last April, and it has certainly paid off. One of the highlights for me, and Yvonne mentioned it briefly, was definitely my trip to Vesnova Orphanage in Belarus with Aidan Roach's Chernobyl Children International. This was a humbling and emotional experience, to say the least, as we helped to provide care to the children affected by the Chernobyl nuclear disaster and bring some fun into their lives for the short time that we were there. This experience strengthened the bond between the Roses and opened our eyes to what we can do for those in need. The connection that has been formed between the festival and Vesnova Orphanage made us feel privileged to be part of the Rose of Tralee family. And I'm also back from a very different trip where I was very lucky to represent Roscommon in the Chicago and New York St. Patrick's Day parades. Walking down Fifth Avenue in New York on March 17th, as the Roscommon Rose, truly was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It made me appreciate the important role the Rose of Tralee Festival plays in connecting the global Irish community, and it helped create a united sense of pride among the Roses as we represented Ireland in a city filled with descendants of Irish immigrants. Festival is magical and great fun, but what happens afterwards is just as amazing. Throughout the year, I've gained friends, a greater respect for humanitarianism, a renewed appreciation of my heritage, growing confidence and wonderful memories. Because of this, I will always encourage any young woman to apply. You have nothing to lose, only so much to gain. There is so much more to the Rose of Tralee than the two nights that you see on television. All of the women in my class of 2017 are accomplished, talented, brilliant people who are working hard to make the world a better place in whatever way they can. As a group, we recently raised over €60,000 for Chernobyl Children's International. And as the 2017 Roscommon Rose, I'm currently supporting Mayo Roscommon Hospice, Pieta House and the Team Hope Christmas Shoebox Appeal. I wanted to use this year as a chance to promote these causes, to give back to my locality and show my appreciation for having the chance to represent you all over the past 12 months. While my Rose journey is coming to an end, another Roscommon Rose is beginning hers, and I want to make tonight all about these ladies here. Our 2018 Roscommon Rose is in this room. I hope to support her and guide her as best I can over the course of her year. And my best piece of advice to this year's Rose entrance is to be yourself. This is exactly what I was told this time last year, and it genuinely is the best piece of advice you will receive. The judges are not looking for someone like me, or Aisling McNeil, or Jennifer Byrne, our current Rose of Tralee. They are looking for you to be the best that you can be. One other piece of advice I have for you is to enjoy it. No matter what happens over the next few weeks, and no matter who is selected as the 2018 Roscommon Rose, this is your Rose of Tralee story. Embrace it, make the most of it, wear your sash with pride, relax and just enjoy it all. If you can, I would definitely recommend going to Tralee in August to see your Rose. It really is an unbelievable festival, and I promise you'll have the time of your life.
94.6. This is Ross FM.